Great privilege to be here. And I'm a surgeon by trade. So we're from the motto, steel heals and pills kill. That's why I went through 6 years of residency at LSU. Everything is curable by a knife, and all bleeding will stop eventually when they die. So I stand at this place where I might be not qualified to speak on behalf of treating COVID. I'm the founder of Operation Hope. I traveled the world doing medical mission work. And Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it talks about the mandate given by Peter, first in Jerusalem, second in Judea and Samaria, and then to the corners of the earth. But I had it backwards. I went to the corners of the earth. I've been to African countries. I've been to Iraq, Syria. I've been to South America, been to Haiti. We do medical missions and community-based missions around the world. And when COVID happened, and when I go to Haiti in the morning, I could be a gynecologist delivering a baby, doing a hysterectomy. I could be psychiatrist by the afternoon, and by in the evening, I'm preaching. I wear all these hats, and I'm very confident of the hats I wear because I'm doing a good thing. So when it came to my own small town from Buddy Holly, Lubbock, Texas, get your guns up. And I was seeing friends dying of COVID, March of last year. But I was so fixated on my sandbox as a surgeon. That's my sandbox. I play in my sandbox. Nobody else play with me. And I was very content. Because in other countries, it's not a medical legal liability. And my practice is based on referrals. And my topic is early treatment. So when I talk about appendicitis or breast cancer, I want to catch it early. I never tell a woman, I got a lump in my breast. I don't tell her, go home. When it starts fungating and smelling bad, your husband kicks you out, come to me then. That's not what it is. If you come with the right lower quadrant abdominal pain, and if you're a man, and gender matters, I treat gender based on what the disease is. So if you say, I don't know your gender, I have trouble with treating you guys. Being factual. So if you're a man and you come and say, you know, my pain started right here, I'm thinking high index of appendicitis. And so I'm not going to tell you, go away if you cannot tolerate your food and your legs won't move and your fever, come to me. No. So that's what we do. So we have orphanages in Haiti and parts of Malawi, Africa. And so when this was happening, because one of the countries I go to is Malawi, Africa, and the city Lilongwe is the capital of Malawi, they have 17 ventilators for 1.3 million people. So I'm going, if COVID is as bad as what's in America, what are my people in Malawi doing? We have an orphanage in Haiti. There's 1,500 kids we feed, school. What are they doing? There's some place I've been to, they use the same endotracheal tube from surgery to surgery. I finish his surgery, I take the tube out, wave it in the air, I stick it to her. So when I called this African, and what Dr. Mitchell said, this African countries, they didn't have the death rate. They're going, John, we don't have any, we have COVID, but nobody's getting sick. And so, again, I was very fearful. What should I do? America, I'm scared about medical board. I can't relate to the pain that Steve was going through, losing the medical license. He worked hard. It was not part of a reparation check. It was not part of anything. He worked hard for the license, and somebody took it away. So if they can do that to him and they can shut Donald Trump down, they can shut any one of us down. So this group matters. Why? Because we got to come together to fight for one common cause, freedom. And my mom and dad are missionaries, and I'm a preacher's kid, and I'm passionate about things I'm passionate about. And so I struggle, so I said, what do I do? Then Psalms 127 verse 1 says, if God doesn't watch over your city, the watchman watches in vain. If God doesn't build your city, the builder builds in vain. So I said, what does that mean? My city is what? My medical license, my child, my wife, my house. I'm protecting, I'm scared, I'm worried about what they'll do. I said, God gave it to me. If they want to take it, screw it, they can take it. And my next weekend, I get my first call about a patient who's been to the ER, offered to be put on the ICU for COVID on the ventilator, and she said, I'd rather die. She's 42 years old, and I hear about it, and I'm pretending like it's a Saturday, so I don't play anything, so I'm not involved in my wife's conversation. And she goes, did you hear that? You know, being married for 17 years, not everything you hear got to respond, right? So I just go, mm-hmm. She goes, no, I need, what are you going to do about it? I go, well, I'm not a COVID doctor. I'm a surgeon. When she has appendicitis, I'll take care of her. And so it didn't settle well with my spirit. So I called her, and she came to see me. And I told her, look, I got data hydroxychloroquine works. And nobody in West Texas was giving anything. And I said, you're going to die anyway. Might as well try this. If you die, you died. If you don't die, your faith in the hydroxychloroquine helped you. I gave her the hydroxychloroquine. The next day, I called her at 7:30 because I was scared she was dead and I'll get a medical board letter. You know, but one of the first resistance was the pharmacist. The pharmacist called me, Dr. Thomas, this is not FDA approved. I said, so is you talking to me is not FDA approved too. I told him, if you want to practice medicine, you do so without a medical license, and I'll have your ASS for it. And I said, but this is my desire that she gets this medicine. If you don't want to do it, but something happens to her, I'll get you tomorrow. She gave the medicine, and she was better the morning when I called her, she wanted to go to Zumba. And that is my N equals to one. And so it affirmed that what I knew from other places was not being practiced in the United States. What I was hearing was not rightfully the right message. So I had to start, I had to pave my own road. I'm thank God for American frontline doctors because they have paved the road for people. The people that are watching through the internet, we have a role to play and we must play. If we don't, this country that we have will not be there. Because I'm a first generation American. I came here 16 years old, barely spoke English, and 8 years from coming to Houston, Texas, I started medical school. This is a great country. This is why it's called American Dream. Nothing against Hispanics. There's no Mexican dream. There's no Nigerian dreams. There's no Haitian dreams. There's American dreams. I get to travel the world and I see people still want to come to America. But we want to protect the country. So I started, I've treated over 300 some patients, everything the same protocol because I've taken the malaria pill. I knew, and in the countries like Africa, they don't have an EKG machine, they don't have echocardiogram, they have no cardiologist. Like Malawi, they have one ENT doctor and two ophthalmologists for 1.3 million people. All right, if they can take malaria pill, doggone it, we can take it here too. So the regimen that has worked is that, like every thing we've been taught, it's much better to start catch diabetes way early and treat it. Every disease process is better to catch. So early treatment is the key. And I'm not a big believer in test because the test means somebody's data points are being added. So I don't test a lot of my patients and clients. If they're symptomatic, like if you come in the middle of the night with right lower quadrant pain and your belly has got rebound guarding, you're going to surgery. I'm not gonna, well, the CAT scan says what? So I'm not a big believer in test, maybe because that's how I was trained. So over half of my patients I've treated, they don't have a test. The other half of the patients that have been come to me, they've seen three different providers and been at least 14 days from the initial symptoms presentation. And so when I break the data down on the people I've treated, the people that gets treated early, they respond much faster. It's true to every disease. if I can catch a stage one breast cancer, I can guarantee I can cure you. And yes, stage four cancer, God's miracle, some people are still alive. But when you look at the numbers, the odds are much against you. And so early treatment for my regimen, it was hydroxychloroquine, high dose vitamin D, 10,000 units twice a day, zinc 50 milligrams chelated twice a day. And some about 15-20% of my patients would get a subset of infection. So Z-Pak, they didn't tolerate, so I started giving Rocephin shots or some kind of antibiotic shots because they don't have to work, because zinc would make you really nauseated. And so they're taking all these new pills and they're getting nauseated. So I tried to get all the things out of them, make it as much easy as possible. So it has done well. I don't stand here because I was forced to do it, but I had no choice because in Lubbock, I was the only doctor. And I was scared. And I want to challenge you guys that fear is not a product of faith. It'd be the greatest embarrassment for my dad, who at age 53 learned to drive a car in Houston for the first time. You know, my mom, for the first time in India, they wear sari, she didn't wear a pants.
Welcome to your voicemail.
You have two new voice messages. New voice messages.
I didn't do anything because I was afraid. So what I want to challenge is that the American Front Doctors, it's a non-profit entity. They stand by the support of people just like you and I. I challenge you to support in whatever your talents are. Whatever your talents are, whatever your treasures are, and where your heart is, I want you to follow it. Because if we can't, I'd be like Dr. Steve over there. I'd rather lose my medical license and keep my integrity. Because my medical license is not going to define my legacy, my character, that I can pass on to my child. I have an 11-year-old son, but my integrity will. I could be at the pearly gates that day and say, I've done everything thanks to Nasha my way without compromising integrity. Thank you very much, and God bless you.